This is your Press TV News in brief. Bahraini forces have again suppressed anti-government protests in several villages near the capital, Manama. Demonstrators are marking the fourth anniversary of Saudi Arabia's military intervention to crush the uprising there. They call for the release of Bahrain's jailed opposition leader, Sheikh Ali Salman, and all political prisoners. Brazilians have held nationwide rallies to express support for President Dilma Rousseff ahead of anti-government protests to take place on Sunday. The opposition's call for Rousseff's impeachment over a corruption scandal involving the state-owned oil company Petrobras. The government supporters say such a move will amount to a coup attempt. An Israeli officer has reportedly died of injuries he sustained in a Syrian government airstrike. Now, the officer was reportedly meeting commanders of foreign-backed militants in the Kenyatta, in that southwest of Syria. Now, the gathering was aimed at planning offensives against the Syrian army and Hezbollah fighters in the region. And the Syrian government, in cooperation with relief organizations, has resumed the distribution of food aid to people at the Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus. Now, this is following a three-month delay. The halt came after distribution points came under attack from militants. Refugees say they've been taking herbs and grass to survive. The senior commander of Iraqi volunteer forces, Ahadi Al-Amiri, has hailed Iran's, quote, unconditional support for Baghdad in its fight against ISIL terrorists. Now, Al-Amiri, who's also the head of the Badr organization, accused the U.S. of failing to make good on its pledge to provide military aid to Iraq. The U.S. says it expects the U.N. Security Council would endorse any final nuclear agreement between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says Washington might not lift its unilateral restrictions on Iran, even if the UNSC decides to ease its sanctions on the country. The Greek defense ministers warned the EU that the country's possible exit from the Eurozone would have a knock-on effect on other European countries. Panos Kamenos mentioned Italy, Spain, and even Germany as the countries which would end up quitting the common currency bloc if Greece leaves the Union. And unconfirmed reports say that at least 44 people have lost their lives after a powerful Category 5, a tropical cyclone, ripped through the Pacific island nation of Vanuatu. Now, officials have confirmed only one death so far. The cyclone has triggered flash floods in Vanuatu. The UN is preparing to send emergency aid to the flood-hit regions.